David, we were talking about the Twin Towers prophecy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your documents, and you're ready to go. Go ahead.
Well, it's not exactly documents. It's what I wrote, plus the supporting evidence for what I'm going to say. In my account of the Twin Towers prophecy, because I'm familiar with Nostradamus' techniques, I became fascinated by this Quarant, 40 and 5, which for some reason, you see, he didn't say 45, he said 5 and 40. And I was led to two solutions to this 5. The 40 was fairly evident in terms of the Twin Towers, because that's the more or less the latitude of New York. But in the third line, and this is where translation is difficult. Then I'll read the third line in French. It's Instant grand flamme, espace sultra. And that's in a very curious French, because not only is it 16th century, but also Nostradamus was encoding a word. The word he was encoding was passe, P-A-R-S-E. Now, the interesting thing is, I realized this even as I was looking at the quatrain, the word pars is actually an old Ptolemaic word, that is 1st century AD, for Kabul.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, and so I assumed at that time that pars, a five-letter word, was relating to Kabul, because Kabul is 5 degrees south of latitude 40. In other words, that was one of my theses. But another possible thesis, and you've got to recall when I talk about this, I was writing this account of the Twin Towers within a day or so of the event itself, and I was writing in anger at the superficiality of what was being said in the name of Nostradamus.
Oh, there was internet fraud all over the place.
Oh, yes, yes, completely. Yes, it was shocking, absolutely scandalous. My other alternative, and I'll read what I put, and I was writing more or less at the time itself, if I may read it. When I first started writing about this catastrophe and the difficulties of the 5 and the 40 in terms of the Nostradamus quatrain, I had no notion of the identities of the terrorists. It was not until September the 14th that I became aware of the names of the 5 terrorists who crashed the first passenger-laden airplane into the World Trade Center. However, by this time I'd written more or less everything that you've just read, in other words, the whole chapter on the Twin Towers. However, when the FBI published the names of these 5 people, I began to think that it was possible that the 5 related to the names of the terrorists, and for a good reason. I'm now no longer reading. I'm just going to go back to the quatrain itself. The last line of this quatrain refers to the Normans, what I translate as Normans.
Normans.
And this, again, is one of the problems of translation, because...
What does that mean?
It's a 16th century word for pirate. And, of course, that anyone who steals a vehicle, like a ship or, in modern times, an aeroplane, is a pirate, or an air pirate. And that's precisely what Nostradamus is saying. He's identifying these people as pirates, and that they will not be able to go to trial, what I say, using this word, perv. So that it became possible that my second suggestion for interpreting this number 5 was that it related to these terrorists linked with Kabul. Now, this again may seem a very strange conclusion for me to draw, even though there is evidence that Nostradamus was referring directly to Kabul and to its location, because it links and is intended to link with the second prophecy, which deals with the consequences of this attack on Manhattan. You see how complicated Nostradamus is. I'm so sorry to be always sounding evasive, but he's so precise, and I never wish ever to force Nostradamus into a straitjacket of my own beliefs. I prefer to let the quatrains speak for themselves.
Now, you also talk about the aftermath of the Twin Towers.
Yes, that's right.
Tell me about that.
Well, Nostradamus wrote a very remarkable, I'm going to try and find it so that I can read it to you. I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared for all this, so here we are. It's quatrain, sorry, I keep dropping the phone.
No, don't do that.
Quatrain 2, book 2, 81. And it, again, it really has to be read in French, but what he does is he mentions that there's going to be a vast, well, he calls it a fire from the sky, but all over the world.
Oh my.
And he's not talking about the end of the world itself. What he's talking about is the consequence of things getting out of control. He uses, in the whole of the quatrain, he uses an image from Ovid's Metamorphosis, which was one of his favorite books. He often took themes from the Metamorphosis. And he talks about Phaeton, who was the son of the sun, literally the son of the sun, who took, without his father realizing it, borrowed the chariot of the sun and rode it through the skies. And because he had no idea how to control it once he'd got into it, he caused the world below to catch fire.
Interesting.
And this is what this quatrain is about. It's a rather frightening quatrain because it means that for a very long time, in consequence of the of what happened in Manhattan, there will be this destructive impulse arising from the wish to, well, to punish and to make things right, I guess.
Now, this may be, then, one of the few quatrains where not only has he talked about an event that has occurred when we can interpret it, but also it sounds like there's some futuristic events in there.
Well, it's ongoing, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, if my interpretation is correct, and I can't really see how it isn't, having... I wrote this, you see, or I wrote this analysis before anything had happened, before there'd been any attack at all on Kabul, on Afghanistan, and so on.
And
yet, it does seem to be unfolding even as one lives.
So he's basically saying that because of the 9/11 episode, that this aftermath will continue. Does he talk about it in terms of years? How long out, David?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't give years for the end at all. I remember in the myth, and one has to relate it to the myth, that Phaeton eventually falls himself. Phaeton himself actually falls from the chariot, and that, of course, brings to an end the devastation he's creating through having brought the sun too near to the earth.